This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over here. And I'm going to be back hosting the War Room at 3 o'clock with a lot of big news that I didn't get to on the Jones Show. But real quick... And also, guys, can you put clip 24 into the War Room video folder for me, please, too? So, look, this Israel-Palestine Hamas stuff, it's kind of the same thing to me from a show host perspective as the whole race issue. Because I don't care about race. In the same way, quite frankly, that I don't really care about Israel or Palestine. And so there's this weird thing where if you say that, like, oh, my gosh, you don't care about Israel? Like, oh, my God. Okay, fine. That's my business. I don't care about Israel. You love Israel? You want Israel first? You're Jewish? Fine. Okay, good for you. Son of my business. You like Hamas? You like the wars constantly? You know, whatever. That's none of my business. I just don't care. Just like I don't care about your skin color. And so it becomes this weird thing where it's like I cover these issues of racism and every day I'm like, you know what, why do you even cover it? Why do you even talk about it? I almost have like immediate regret. Same thing goes for this whole Israel-Palestine thing. The whole thing is a mess and quite frankly, I don't care. Or as John McAfee stated it, a bicycle for fish will come sooner than peace in the Middle East. But I'm starting to learn some things about the psychology here and the dichotomy. Now, let me just give you some of the headlines here. Israel airstrikes on Gaza resume as Tel Aviv thanks Biden administration for blocking UN statement calling for ceasefire. So, Biden doesn't want a ceasefire. Where is the left? So, there's a fraction in the Democrat Party there. Some of them, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, they're on the kill-all-Jews side of history. So, that's not really the side you want to be on, the kill-all-Jews side. But that's where half the Democrat Party is. And then I guess the other half of the Democrat Party that supports Biden, they don't want peace. They're against peace in the Middle East. So, I mean, there's no winning side there. The only winning side to me is just get out of it. Now, this doesn't really help anybody's cause either. Again, I want everybody to get along. I'm not Muslim. I'm not Jewish. And again, I don't plan on going to Israel or the Gaza Strip or any part of my life going there. You know, maybe if they ever figured stuff out, I would, but no plan, so really don't care. Didn't fight in World War II, didn't create Israel, didn't have anything to do with any of those treaties. Don't know what Israel does for us. But then this doesn't help either. Mob smashes up Muslim YouTuber's home for disrespecting Palestine. So in a way, they have like a BLM Antifa element there that's not just Hamas, but just the street thugs. And then you have CNN hosts. What are the Israelis supposed to do? Brian Stelter defends bombing of tower housing AP and others. So Brian Stelter, one of the dumbest potatoes in television history, but even he doesn't want to be on the side of death to all Jews. So that's an incredible thing. Now, here's the psychology that I've realized, because I don't know Dave Rubin. I have no problems with Dave Rubin. His content seems to be good every time I see it. So I have no problems with Dave Rubin. Nick Fuentes, I do know. I've met Nick many times. I would consider Nick a friend. I don't know him that well, but every time we've met, we've been cordial and we have a good time. So Rubin is pro-Israel. Fuentes is America first, which means we're sick of Israel controlling our foreign policy. Well, Fuentes challenges Rubin to a debate on the issue, and Rubin blocks him. Blocks him. So just like the left won't have a debate, conservatives won't have the Israel debate. Which means that they really have no ground to stand on. Not a good look, but I think it's a generational thing. I think that, and I'm not trying to be ageist or anything, but I think that boomers and people that have relatives that were in World War II versus young people my age, 20s, 30s, we don't care about Israel. We don't. I'm sorry, I'm just telling you, we do not care about Israel. Unless you're Jewish, you have family in Israel, the average American that's under the age of 30 or 40 doesn't care about Israel. It's just the older people that seem to have this weird affection with it.
Warning! Warning! Warning!
The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, and despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Open Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we're all live. It is the Summit News Hour. And in a minute or two, I'm going to go to a video that I put up yesterday, which features a poll. And the true focus of the story isn't actually the poll. It's what's come out in the past few days as it pertains to how scientists advising the government in the United Kingdom back at the start, just before the start of the first pandemic, literally made the decision and then followed through on what they term psychological manipulation and, quote, mind control. They actually had behavioral psychologists come in and advise the government how to make people more frightened of COVID than what they should be compared to the actual threat that it represented. Now, we've been saying this for over a year. We've been called conspiracy theorists, denialists, anti-vaxxers for doing so. Now it's come out literally in the United Kingdom over the past few days that the scientific dictatorship advised the government, based on what they termed mind control techniques, to terrorize the public into going along with all these measures to get this first lockdown in place. Because as we featured before, the top scientists behind the lockdown, behind the machinations of the lockdown model in the United Kingdom, Professor Neil Ferguson, the guy who, by the way, was later caught traveling across London in violation of lockdown to meet and have sex with his married mistress because he thought it was that important. He went on record saying, we didn't believe that we could get away with what the Chinese, the communist Chinese got away with during the imposition of their dictatorial lockdown. Now we have the same scientists literally admitting they use mind control techniques to brainwash, to hoodwink the public into going along with it all. And this news story barely made a splash over the past few days. And the reason it's important is because we have this mask cult, this COVID cult, that refuses to relinquish their membership of that cult, which for the mask cult is wearing this face covering, this face diaper, as a high status symbol. Because, oh, they're part of the establishment. They're part of the scientific dictatorship. Let's not talk about the fact that the COVID virus particle is literally 1,000 times smaller than the holes in that mask. They never want it to end. In fact, the New York Times came out with an article yesterday, and they tweeted, they're vaccinated and keeping their masks on, maybe forever. And it quotes somebody as saying, even if I'm the only person on the planet Earth that continues to wear the mask, if that's what makes me feel comfortable, I'll wear the mask. So they've literally reached the stage where even Dr. Fauci now is admitting that it was theater to continue to tell people to wear the mask even after they've received the much vaunted, amazing vaccination. Admitting it was all BS, admitting it was theater, yet these cult mask members still insistent that not just going to wear it for the summer, not just for the next year or so, not just through the winter flu season, even though flu's apparently disappeared. No, they're going to wear it forever. They've literally reached the point where Jim Jones is up on the stage telling them to all drink the Kool-Aid, and they're going to go ahead right along with it. So we're going to get into this video, but first let's preface it with a headline out of Sputnik. Indian COVID-19 variant could scupper June 21st end date for UK lockdown. So these mask zealots, these cult members, these COVID cult members, they've got one scintilla of hope that they can cling on to for this to last forever, which is the dreaded Indian variant. Now, even on their own propaganda, they say, well, the vaccine is entirely successful in stopping this Indian variant from spreading. Even the people who have caught this variant in areas of the UK like Bolton and Blackburn, it doesn't have serious effects. It doesn't require serious hospitalization in the vast majority of cases. But still, these scientists who've been proven spectacularly wrong time and time again with these fear-mongering models on COVID, 500,000 dead in the UK, for example, they're still clinging to it and saying, no, not only do we end the 21st of June complete release of restrictions, but we roll back the easing of restrictions that we've already had. I'm going to get into that after this video, though, because this really outlines the severity, the force of the propaganda that's so terrorized the British public thus far. 10% of Brits want lockdown to continue forever. Here's the clip. We'll come back right after. Let's roll it. A new poll finds that 1 in 10 Brits want lockdown measures to continue forever. Yeah, forever. The Sunday Times reports a study of almost 200,000 users of Cuth, an online mental health forum, found last week that 41% feel nervous every day. A separate study by the polling firm Opinion claimed that 1 in 10 Britons want lockdown restrictions to remain indefinitely. 10% of the population wants to remain under de facto house arrest. Their movements, behaviour, social life determined by government mandates, which change all the time, and they want that to continue forever. The newspaper featured case studies of those who have been so terrorized by the perceived threat of COVID that they've developed a chronic form of agoraphobia. Long before the emergence in India of a dangerous new COVID variant, Hayley Martin was worried about the easing of lockdown restrictions in Britain and the prospect of going out and interacting with people again. Oh my God, the horror. The government's warnings last week of the new threat to the nation's health have redoubled her fears of leaving her home in Congleton, Cheshire. We've tried to go out, but it's been really anxiety-provoking and stressful. My imagination runs wild! Echoing that sentiment, a member of the SAGE government advisory body was asked what it would take for him to dare to visit a pub. Graham Medley said he'd only dare visit if it was, quote, suitably organised, and it looked okay, and was in an area of low prevalence, and the clientele was very old, and therefore mostly vaccinated. He sounds like a barrel of laughs. What was the catalyst to produce such weak and pathetic thinking? What could possibly have happened to generate such spineless jellyfish behaviour? A poll conducted last summer found that the average Brit thought 100 times more people had died from coronavirus than the actual figure. Why do they think that? Could it have anything to do with the government being told by the Scientific Pandemic Influenza Group on Behaviour that they needed to increase, quote, the perceived level of personal threat from COVID-19 because, quote, a substantial number of people still do not feel sufficiently personally threatened. This scientific body admits using covert psychological manipulation techniques to coerce the public into total obedience and compliance. The people who admit that they deliberately amplified this fear now admit that it was, quote, unethical and totalitarian. Yeah, you admitted that a year too late. One of the scientists told a journalist, quote, in March 2020, the government was very worried about compliance, and they thought people wouldn't want to be locked down. There were discussions about fear being needed to encourage compliance, and decisions were made about how to ramp up that fear. The way we have used fear is dystopian. They even admit in their own words that they used, quote, mind control to manipulate the public. Again, their words, not mine.
and that it was so successful that the public became too scared.
Remember, this is the scientific body that advised the government on lockdown. These are not my words. These are their words. Remember Professor Neil Ferguson's admission when discussing the decision to impose lockdown based on the Chinese model. It's a communist one-party state, we said. We couldn't get away with it in Europe, we thought, and then Italy did it, and we realised we could. Get away with what? If it was so important to save lives, what were you getting away with? The COVID pandemic will eventually end. But the psychological impact of it will last for years afterwards. Large swathes of entire populations left traumatized, PTSD-ridden, and pathologically shell-shocked. And yet also gelded, socially engineered, guaranteed to offer nothing but total compliance and groveling subservience whenever the next crisis comes along. And we'll be back to discuss more on that very topic. This is the Summit News Hour. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So in the video that you just heard, I document how there's a new poll which shows that a full 10%, 1 in 10 of the British population, don't want the lockdown to continue for just a few more months, for 6 months, for maybe another year. They want it to go on forever. They literally want to be told, mandated by the government, who they can see, how they can behave, where they can go, how they can move about the world for the rest of their natural lives. Imagine what kind of Stockholm syndrome, what kind of spineless jellyfish thinking it takes to actually believe that and admit to it. But it's no surprise, given what we've heard over the past few days, given this revelation, that the scientific advisory group, the SPIB, which advised the UK government on lockdown back in March 2020, openly admitted, using psychological techniques of manipulation and, quote, mind control, to make the British public way more terrified than they needed to be based on the actual threat of the virus itself, because they wanted total compliance. This was the problem that they had within the halls of government here in the UK, from these scientific dictatorship overlords who wanted to mimic how China had imposed their lockdown despite admitting that it was draconian and totalitarian. People within the British government thought the British public are not nearly as compliant, as submissive, as groveling as East Asians, and they will never go along with it. So the scientists came back and said, it's fine. We can just use extreme, brutalist techniques of psychological manipulation and mind control. And you've seen the polls since. It's worked to a T, with upwards of 70, 75, 80% of the British public continually supporting lockdown throughout the entire 1 year period, and 1 in 10 still saying that they want it to continue forevermore, indefinitely. The headline out of the London Telegraph: use of fear to control behavior in COVID crisis was totalitarian, admit scientists. Members of scientific pandemic influenza group on behavior express regret about unethical methods. And not only do they admit what I outlined in the video there, they also told a journalist as part of this report that in March 2020, the government was very worried about compliance and they thought people wouldn't want to be locked down again. They're not going to go along with it as the submissive, compliant East Asians did, where they were literally being welded inside their homes by the authorities. There were discussions about fear being needed to encourage compliance, and decisions were made about how to ramp up the fear. The way we abuse fear is dystopian. They say that now, a year too late. They go on to say, quote, the use of fear has definitely been ethically questionable. It's been like a weird experiment, a mass experiment in social engineering. Ultimately, it backfired because people became too scared. So they admit that their methods of psychological manipulation, terrorizing the public was so effective that people became too scared. And that's what led to the polls, which have also featured in the past, where back in last summer, the average Brit thought that coronavirus had killed 100 times more people than it actually had, which is why they were so eager, enthusiastic to go along with these lockdown measures and then enforce them on everybody else. And they openly admit, as another SPIB member said, quote, you could call psychology mind control. That's what we do. Clearly, we try and go about it in a positive way, but it has been used nefariously in the past. Oh, it's positive psychological manipulation and mind control. It's positive terrorization of the British public. One warned that people use the pandemic to grab power and drive through things that wouldn't happen otherwise. We have to be very careful about the authoritarianism that is creeping in. Well, it's already creeped in. It's a year too late. Goes on to say another member of the SPIB, again, this is the scientific body that advised the government to lock down, said they were stunned by the weaponization of behavioral psychology during the pandemic and that psychologists didn't seem to notice when it stopped being altruistic and became manipulative. They have too much power and it intoxicates them. And they go on to say it was literally totalitarianism what they did. And this report received very little attention, and yet still people are saying, oh, but there's a new variant. Surely the lockdown needs to be reversed. Surely, in many senses, it needs to go on forevermore, despite the very scientists who advised the government on this lockdown being proven spectacularly wrong in their own models and then admitting that it was, quote, totalitarian mind control, and yet they're still listening to these same people. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, whistleblower Chelsea Manning compares lockdown to solitary confinement, says people will take years to recover. Manning was in solitary confinement for 11 months, so probably in a position to know what that feels like and the psychological impact that it has. Now saying that people will take years to recover from this, and that in many senses it is very similar to solitary confinement, not only in the imprisonment, but then in the aftermath, getting used to re-emerging into society afterwards, proving very hard for these people who've literally been traumatized and given PTSD because of the government hired mind control behavioral scientists to terrify them into thinking that death was waiting around every corner. So no surprise that they're now completely traumatized, PTSD ridden, and finding it hard to reintegrate into normal society. Zero Hedge reports 2 months after Biden blasted Neanderthal thinking, Texas reports zero COVID deaths. Texas Governor Greg Abbott elicited criticism from Dr. Fauci and House of Democrats when he decided to drop all COVID-19 linked restrictions in the Lone Star State back in March. In fact, it was March the 10th. 2 weeks after that, they had the biggest decline in COVID cases ever recorded, the lowest COVID cases ever recorded. And now 2 months later, as of, I think it was Sunday or Monday, for the first time throughout the entire pandemic since records began, Texas reported zero COVID deaths. Zero COVID deaths over 2 months after dropping these mask mandates. Do the mask mandates really stop infection of COVID-19? Or do they make it worse? We've featured the graphs many times out of France, Italy, Germany, Spain, where they all impose these mandatory mask mandates, not just indoors, but outdoors everywhere. And as soon as they impose them, the cases skyrocketed because people are touching the masks. They don't even wear them properly half the time. They're putting it onto surfaces and things like that. And they're not staying away from people in terms of distancing from people because, again, they think they're this vaunted superhuman that they get to wear the mask. Not only does it protect them from the virus, but it enables them to harass, intimidate, bully, ostracize, and socially shame anyone who doesn't wear a mask. And that's what Rachel Maddow was particularly concerned about in her rant a few days ago. Headline, Rachel Maddow says she will have to rewire her brain to not view maskless as a threat. And now we see a whole wave of these similar comments of leftists saying either they'll refuse to stop wearing the mask because they're so invested in the cult that they just can't let it go, or even if they do take the mask off, they're lamenting the sad passing of the justification, the ability to harass, intimidate, shout at, socially ostracize, publicly shame people in the street who never wore a mask at any point. They're very sad that their cult is coming to an end. Summit.news, we'll be right back.
Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and KF Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months, back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the optimum trifecta pack. back for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Well, Joe Rogan gave a statement on his podcast yesterday basically saying that woke cancel culture was out of control. And now for the past 24 hours, once again, he's been trending on Twitter with people saying how ridiculous Joe Rogan could even suggest that woke cancel culture is out of control, then proceeding to savagely attack him for 24 hours and try to cancel him, because cancel culture doesn't exist, according to them. They literally have Spotify employees in their offices in New York mutiny and threaten to quit because he hosts an Alex Jones podcast. Oh, but cancel culture doesn't exist. He's still trending because he made these comments, with people viciously attacking him, trying to cancel him, while saying he's talking nonsense and that none of it exists. The Daily Mail did a poll, and I tweeted this yesterday, or a couple of days ago, under the headline, why do they have cultural power when they're an extremist minority? And it asked the question, who backs these woke ideas? It goes through a list of different ideas, asking people in the United Kingdom, out of a survey of over 2,000 people what percentage supported each statement. Statues of historical figures being taken down support 18%, oppose 59%, the clear majority. Men being allowed to redefine themselves as women and access women-only facilities support 19%, oppose 48%, a clear majority. Breastfeeding being renamed chest feeding, support 5%, oppose 68%. Children being allowed to use puberty blockers and hormone therapy to change their gender, support 13%, oppose 61%. And it goes through a bunch of others, clearly indicating once again that this woke minority is an extremist fringe, yet for whatever reason has all the cultural cachet, all the power in society. There was another poll today, and it asked Brits, I think this was Brits, are you woke? Yes, 12%. So an extremist minority of 12% literally runs society. It's probably more than 12% in Sweden, where we have this headline today. Church of Sweden announces that it is trans, whatever that means. The Church of Sweden has published an open letter signed by a long list of priests, deacons, and other church staff, proudly announcing that it is trans. The church is transgender now. Maybe God too is transgender. This was posted on their official website. It decried the fact that some feminists are trying to protect female spaces from biological men. They don't want hairy men with balls walking into their swimming changing rooms in front of their children. Oh my God, how horrible, how bigoted, how offensive, how intolerant. As well as they don't want massive biological men with clear strength, physique, endurance, stamina advantages, completely obliterating female athletes in female sports. Again, how dare they? And for this, the Church of Sweden, which is the largest Lutheran domination in the entirety of Europe, came out and published an official letter saying that this contributes to the normalization of trans hate. As I point out in the article, despite the fact that the LGBT movement is now embraced and amplified by every major cultural institution, transnational corporation, celebrity, and government entity in the West, apparently simply not wanting your daughter to be exposed to men in the changing room of swimming pools, that's hatred, and that has to stop. We also had the Church of Sweden come out in 2019, by the way, and literally announced that Greta Thunberg, the global warming climate activist, was Jesus' successor. Yes, they actually said that. They actually came out with a statement. This is the largest Lutheran domination church in the entirety of Europe, and they came out and proclaimed Greta Thunberg to be the second coming of Christ. On that subject of how these woke corporations, these woke technocratic bureaucracies, wrap themselves in the rainbow flag, wrap themselves in this LGBT movement rhetoric as a guise, as a disguise to hide criticism of their own agenda. We had the World Health Organization yesterday come out and say literally, let me find the article here, that they're more concerned not about economics, not about the Great Reset, which they're trying to push through, not about poverty, but in terms of their tweet yesterday, they're very concerned about one vitally important issue in particular to the global economy, to the globalist technocrat empire, and that is homosexual characters on television. We have the clip right now. Let's go to it. We'll come back and talk about it. Here's the clip. What's the World Economic Forum concerned about now? The Great Reset, poverty, economics. No, they're concerned about gay characters on TV. Yeah, really. Where are the LGBTQI plus characters on TV? Only 9.1%? Wait a minute. In a typical Western country, 2 to 5% of the population identify as LGBT. In the UK, according to the Office for National Statistics, it's around 2%. In the US, a recent Gallup survey found that 5.6% of Americans now identify as LGBTQ, up from 4.5% in 2017. And that whole 1% rise in the space of 3 years alone had absolutely nothing to do with social engineering whatsoever. But even if you take the highest number, as with every other minority group, people who identify as LGBT are significantly overrepresented on television. By almost double if you take the higher number,
and by three times as much if you take the lower number. LGBTQI plus people made up just 9.1% of the regular characters on scripted TV shows in the US, according to a report by media advocacy group GLAAD. So, just 200% higher than their actual number in real life then. How many LGBT characters do you want? 25%? 50%? 100%? How about we look at whether or not in 2021, straight white men are fairly represented on television in line with their population demographic percentage. No one's interested in that. Every year we have another Oscars so white controversy, despite the fact that even before the cult of woke took over, statistics showed that black people were fairly represented according to their population percentage. Why is a globalist financial body like the World Economic Forum talking about gay characters on TV? Because just like every other globalist transnational entity, they've used the cult of intersectionality to tie their agenda to centralized power with woke campaigns that advocate for minority groups. Because whereas it's easy to criticize a group of privileged billionaires like the WEF, it's becoming increasingly impossible to criticize the LGBT movement without facing severe social repercussions, official persecution, or even arrest. The LGBT movement is more protected by the establishment and wields more power than even technocratic behemoths like the WEF. LGBT rhetoric is now embraced and amplified by every major cultural institution, transnational corporation, and government entity in the West. You know, because they're so oppressed and all that. Which is why groups like the WEF hitch their cart to that horse. You're being critical of the World Economic Forum. What, are you a homophobe now? Suspicious about the Great Reset? Why do you hate gay people? Klaus Schwab says, give up that pesky private property, take the brain chip, and just let billionaire technocrats take control of everything. No. But he's wrapped in a rainbow flag. Oh, okay, go on then. So this entire LGBT movement went from, oh, we just want to get gay married, we just want tolerance, to that, and now to this. This is a headline out of Breitbart. Crafter offers bitty bug soft packer crochet penis pattern for young trans and non-binary children. There's a transgender crafter is advertising a pattern for a crochet prosthetic penis that can be worn by young trans and non-binary children. And on this advertisement, they literally show it attached to a diaper. A knitted penis for extremely small girls to wear in their pants if their parents believe them to be transgender. Can you imagine the level of mental illness and predator-like behavior for somebody to literally want to attach a knitted prosthetic penis to a young girl who still wears a diaper? It went from gay marriage and tolerance to this. It's gone too far. Literally, drag queen kids being paraded around in nightclubs at midnight, taking tips from weirdos and perverts. Now prosthetic knitted penises. Absolutely revolting. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant.
I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
Well, we've had big news out of France over the past few weeks or so. Initially, we had a letter penned by retired military generals warning of a civil war in France thanks to the unintegrated migrants, thanks to the anti-racism movement that wants to topple statues, that wants to dilute the national identity of France, that wants to literally tear apart the country. Then we had another letter by active duty military service members, again in France, saying that they agreed with the retired military generals, that they thought civil war was a definite possibility, and that they would defend the country at all costs. Now we have another poll out of France. By the way, there was an initial poll after that first letter written by the retired generals that showed that the majority, 58% of the British, of the French population, sorry, said that they supported the letter and that they also feared that civil war in France was imminent. Now we have another poll, this is out of Breitbart, says 71% of French say country has had enough of immigration. A survey measuring the fraternity between residents of France has revealed that 71% of French think there has been enough immigration and have no desire to see any more. Don't forget, we also had the article last week where Michel Barnier, the EU's advisor on Brexit, the guy who brokered the Brexit deal with the United Kingdom, by no means a right-wing populist nationalist, a centrist or even a globalist to some extent, even he's now come out and said that they want a 3 to 5 year total ban on immigration into all EU countries. Remember when Donald Trump said that back in 2015, 2016? A simple ban on a select number of Muslim countries labeled dangerous, labeled from where terrorists were coming, ISIS militants. Of course, the top five countries, the top five Muslim populated countries weren't even on that list. But he was pilloried, he was torn apart by the media as a dangerous racist for advocating for that. quote, Muslim ban on immigration, even though it wasn't a Muslim ban, given that the top five Muslim populated countries were not banned. Now, Michel Barnier, a globalist, is talking about a total 3 to 5 year ban, a blanket ban across the entire continent. He's probably going to run in next year's French presidential election along with Marine Le Pen and, of course, President Macron himself. But now a survey again in France showing that 71% think there's been too much immigration they don't desire to see anymore. So we have the two letters from retired and current duty military personnel warning of civil war because of these vast unintegrated areas on the edge of French cities where there's complete lawlessness. Whenever the police try to go in to enforce the law, if there's been a violent attack, if they're looking for a criminal suspect, they get pelted with rocks, they get pelted with fireworks by the local migrant population, and they hightail it out of there. Buildings, cars set on fire, violent riots on a regular basis, the ambulance workers, the firemen go in, they try to do their job, they also get chased out of the area. Don't forget that after the Paris massacre, one of the lead terrorists, the lead jihadist in that massacre, Salah Abdeslam, he was able to hide away in one of these no-go zone Islamist ghettos that the media says doesn't exist across the border in Brussels, Belgium, for a total of 4 months. The most wanted man in Europe was able to hide away in the capital of a major European city after being complicit in a massacre that killed hundreds of people for 4 months. Being protected by the local population. This is the situation we have in many European capitals in 2021, which is why the military and now the police are warning that France is on the brink of collapse, and we're going to go to that video right now. Ex-cops warn France is, as a result of all these problems with lack of integrated migrants, with the anti-racism movement tearing apart the social fabric of France, the country faces potential civil war. Here's the video. More alarming news out of France, where a group of 93 former police officers are now warning that areas of the country have become, quote, lost territory thanks to illegal immigration and rampant criminality. In an open letter to President Macron, the ex-cops assert that authorities are being undermined by violent minorities, and that entire regions are now no-go zones where the laws of the Republic don't apply. Open attacks on police stations by hordes of armed and hooded individuals are spreading across our nation with impunity, states the letter, adding that France has, quote, fragmented into enclaves. Violence against an individual spreads even into the privacy of family residences, and the only response to these crimes against law enforcement consists of compassionate incantations which have no effect on the daily life of the French people. In France, cops are routinely attacked by gangs of roaming migrant mobs whenever they try to enforce the law in unruly areas. Figures for the last year show that nearly 9,000 French police officers were injured and 11 were killed in 2020. After firefighters entered a sensitive urban zone in Brest on Thursday night, they were attacked by a mob of 40 youths. But police who arrived on the scene to protect them were ordered not to make arrests due to Ramadan and the Israel-Palestine conflict. That's lawlessness. That's a minority population being given carte blanche to commit crimes. And whenever a criminal suspect is killed in a confrontation with authorities, migrant populations routinely respond by rioting for days or weeks on end. The emergency also requires controlling illegal immigration, states the letter, which plagues many neighborhoods and contributes to fueling disorder and delinquency. The letter demands that police be equipped materially, morally, and legally to enable them to carry out their duties without having to risk their lives on every street corner. The former officers assert that it's time to, quote, reclaim our country, and demand that France's shared values are respected. They're calling for a surge, which mirrors the rhetoric espoused by French intellectual Eric Zemmour, who called for the military to reconquer such areas. France must not fall into chaos, the letter concludes. We hope that our call for a national surge will be heard by public authorities, and we join our voices to those of our military comrades who spoke first. Fears over the collapse of law and order in France are shared by the majority of the French public. A poll last month found that a whopping 86% agreed that some cities had areas where French law does not apply, while 73% said that French society
was disintegrating.
The warning from police follows two separate letters that were signed off on by retired military generals and active duty French military. They warned that the country was headed towards civil war thanks to the twin threat of the anti-racism movement, which seeks to disintegrate France's national identity via colonialism, guilt trips and statue toppling, aligned with the Islamist takeover of areas surrounding major cities thanks to the abject failure of integration and multiculturalism. The original letter warned about the threat posed by entities that, quote, despise our country, its traditions, its culture, and want to see it dissolve by tearing away at its past and its history. The French political establishment has obviously reacted to all three letters by scoffing and dismissing them as the work of right-wing extremists. But 60% of military and police would support populist Marine Le Pen in a hypothetical presidential runoff against Macron. So I guess 60% of France's security apparatus must all be right-wing extremists. A 2019 peer-reviewed study by Danish academics found that despite its constant invocation, diversity actually isn't a strength. Seeking to answer whether continued immigration and corresponding growing ethnic diversity was having a positive impact on community cohesion, the study found the opposite to be the case. And there's no more perfect illustration of that than modern day France.
There you have it, that video is on YouTube. We're going to go to a final news story here before we have Warren coming up, and that headline is BLM founder who went on property buying spree complains about white supremacy in the housing market. Didn't seem to affect her personally, did it? After going on a personal home buying spree, including one property located in one of the whitest areas of California, and I checked on the demographic count, BLM co-founder Patrice Kahn-Calors is now complaining about white supremacy in the housing market. So she bought four homes at a cost of $3.2 million total, including a $1.4 million property in LA's rustic and semi-remote, very remote if you're a black person, because there's basically none of them there, Topanga Canyon. She also bought a custom ranch in Georgia, which is surrounded by 3.2 rural acres and features a private airplane hangar with a studio apartment above it, in addition to an indoor swimming pool. So she's had no trouble in spending part of the $90 million that Black Lives Matter has raked in donations over the last year alone, but apparently she's really concerned about white supremacy in the housing market. She shared a headline out of NPR which said, "Black Americans and the racist architecture of home ownership." Basically, black people aren't being able to afford to buy enough homes for the same reason that everybody else isn't, because the cost of those homes far outstrips wages. Of course, with inflation added, that's also the main reason. She's not affected by that. She's whining about people not being able to buy homes in Compton, while she literally spends millions of dollars on homes in the whitest areas available where no black people live. Just going to wrap it up. Warren is coming up next. Summit. Got news.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.